This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah, the greatest rapper with the least soul. No repos. Tax man ain't at my peephole. Here's a kilo. To the victor goes the spoils like I'm Aladipo. All the record label cheat codes. None for me, though. Shout the Ebro and fine rhyme.
Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amon Hawkins. As you can tell, y'all, I'm ready. Game one preview. I'm ready. Give me a round of applause. The day is here. When I'm recording this, we 2 days away. But when you probably listen to this, we are 1 day away. And you might be listening to it on the way to Charlottesville. So you're a couple of hours away from the 2021 kickoff. Virginia versus William and Mary. And you tune into the first preview of the year. And you know what, man? I went back and counted all my podcast episodes. This is episode 900 for the Ball Hawk Show podcast. 900 of these things. Because I had never counted. Now I got to start counting. So I'm starting from 900. Before we get started, this episode 900 is sponsored by the good people at Able Insurance. Able Insurance provides the best combination of coverage and price for auto, home, life, and business insurance. Just give them a chance and they'll give you a quote. There's no obligation to you. Their headquarters are based in the state of Virginia, but they now also deliver personal and stellar service to their newly added states of Texas, Tennessee, and Arizona. Their Virginia offices or Virginia office hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 a.m., and Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Did I say 9 a.m. to 5 a.m.? I did. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5, Friday, 9 to 5, and also 5:30 in Charlottesville. And on Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So make sure you go to AbleInsurance.net if you can go to their office right up there off Ryle Road, 716 Ryle Road West, Suite D. Phone number 434-218-4589. Tell them the Ball Hawk sent you because we're excited. This is game one. I need more music, man. Come on, Nas. King's Disease. Let's go. Because I'm in rare form today. If this is your first time listening, I apologize, but I play music. I get my mind right. It's like going in a tunnel. I'm ready for a game right now. I'm in rare form. Speak down on my name like I wasn't there for him. I won't dare for him? Talk about back in the days. This isn't back in the days. This ain't back in the day. They want me back in my ways. Tribute from the face. They want me back in my ways. On Mars. Yeah. Walking all over the beat. Putting my feet on the stars. Yeah. I'm rocking like Lenny. Thinking like Jimmy the first time he seen a guitar. Standing in front of where they shot about us and we gotta know who we are. Let's go. I'm in rare form. Wearing rare Jordan straight from Air Jordan. This a fair warning. I'm in rare form right now. Cut the music down, Ball Hawk. Cut it down. Wait. I got my Mets hat on to the back. Y'all already know where we going with the stats. What? Hall of Fame only, kings and queens only. They all be grabbing my style, but you know they can't hold me. They can't hold me. Yeah. I'm in rare form. What? It's game one. How can you not be in rare form? Let's get it. Let's jump right into it. Preview of William and Mary. Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amon Hawkins. That's the longest intro in podcast history right there. We're not longer than Joe Budden and his intros. So shout out to the Joe Budden podcast. But let's take a look at William and Mary from the 757, just like your boy, me. Now, here's a difficulty I ran into. Because y'all know me, man. I ain't out here when these dudes are just bumping their gums with their guesstimations of what's going to happen during the game. I like to give you accurate information from lots of film study, lots of reading, lots of breaking down the X's and O's. And one thing I realized for this game is, God dang it, the spring season was a waste of damn time watching that film. Because them dudes weren't ready to play no football. And then I went back and watched the 2019, and I'm like, that's 2 years ago. Like, their quarterback, Hollis Mathis, looks like, I mean, he ain't even complete a pass when we played him the last time. He was 0 for 4. He threw 4 passes. You think I'm lying? Let me get the stats from the last time we played him in 2019. Okay, y'all think I'm lying. Y'all sitting there think I'm lying. They had 8 first downs, 63 yards rushing, 130 yards passing. And half of their pass yards came from a double pass in which a receiver completed a pass. Hollis Mathis started the game for them. He attempted 4 passes, had 1 interception, no completions, got sacked 5 times. Then Kilton Anderson came in, and what fans like to say, garbage time. He was 4-8 for 103 yards, and he got sacked once. In the words of Dick Gregory, salute to Dick Gregory. We had 7 sacks on them last year. Last year, Bryce Perkins, he threw 2 interceptions that game, 2 touchdowns as well. Brendan Armstrong, the last time he seen William and Mary, he was 9 of 10. 103 yards, and he threw an interception as well. We was very given that game. We gave the ball over. We gave the ball up a lot, and still won by 35. We still won by 35 points. We lost the bruh. But yeah. But looking at William and Murray, their entire unit is back. I repeat, every single starter they had in a spring season. When they played 3 games, everybody back, every starter. Mathis got injured. He only played like a game and a half. He's still a game time decision as well. But I like their receiving core. Zach Burdick, he's the team captain. He averaged 19.3 yards per catch in 2019. He's a good receiver. They got Cole Blackman, if that name sounds familiar. He's a former Wahoo. He averaged 16.2 yards a catch during the spring season. He's a very, very, very good route runner. Very good route runner, man. He could cause some problems. But everything gears around their quarterback, Hollis Mathis. And then if he can't play, Darius Wilson, a true freshman, is the backup. Hollis looked better in the one full game he played in the spring. He looked more poised in the pocket. He went through his progressions well. So that was, I know encouraging for them, but he's very dynamic with his legs. But when you look at the matchup at a glance, scoring offense, UVA averaged 30 points a game last season, and William & Mary in the abbreviated season, they averaged 18 points a game. Total offense, 423 for the Cavs, 293 for William & Mary. Rushing offense, 162. They averaged 124. Passing offense, we averaged 260 last season. They averaged 169. Scoring defense, we gave up 30 points a game. They gave up 23. Total defense, 442 for us, 322 for them. Rushing defense, 138 for us, 154 for them. And passing defense. You ain't slick. I'm not talking about our pass defense last year. We was last in the ACC. I don't gotta read that. I'm not reading that number. Not doing it. Just give me the stats. Okay. Just give me the stats. One interesting stat about William and Mary from their game notes. Woman Murray is 31-4 when outrushing the opposition since 2013. Since joining the CAA in 1993, Woman Murray has rushed for at least 200 yards 81 times and posted a 76-5 record in those contests. In other words, they want to run the football. If you look at that 2019 game, they really tried to run the football versus us with the quarterback, running back. Like, they really invested in running the football. Anytime they tried to drive back, he got sacked. So you had to run the football. They got everybody back. They got experienced offensive line. They're confident in their offensive line. Those guys are seniors. Left tackle Andrew Traynor's a senior. Dan Evers, the left guard's a senior. Ryan Ripley's a senior. Ryan Hagler is a sophomore. Then Kobe Sorsdale is a senior. So it's a lot of experience. But these guys were also on the field when we had 17 sacks as well. And looking at that game, we was bringing that havoc. We was coming to get ya. Coming to get ya. Bringing Jordan Mack through the A-gap. Coming to get ya. In other words, Coach Howell, send the damn dogs. Send the dogs. Our defensive line, stout. Versatile. Yeah. If y'all ain't been paying attention, yeah. I go to the depth chart, our defensive line. Yeah. What Drip say? Yo. We got a deep. Yep. Ben Smiley backing him up. Yep. Mm-hmm. Then we got the juggernaut, Jameer Carter, or Aaron Famui. And Aaron can play on the outside as well. So you can see any combination. You got Mandy Alonso, number one draft pick as far as his jersey and breaking of the rock with the greatest hair ever for a defensive lineman from the MIA. Defensive line is going to be our strong suit. So that means you got to release Noah Taylor and Elliott Brown. Like, Elliott Brown was coming. He's a starter as the Will linebacker. That's weak side. And when he was coming into the game in previous seasons, he was a rush specialist. We can't do what we did last year. Like, I felt like we tried to do. I ain't gonna do it. Not doing it, Petty Hawk. I'm not doing it. We already went over the depth chart in the previous episode. Everybody wants to know how the secondary will perform. This is a legit receiving core that we just can't say, oh, it's just Wilmer Murray. Can the defensive front make it easier for our DBs? Absolutely. That's how it works. I'm a former DB. My best friend was my defensive line. Can't cover forever. It's hard. It's hard. You can't cover from one side of the field to the next if you're playing man. If you get more than 2.5 seconds, uh-oh. Double move, Dino routes. We got Death back there now. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like scouting them offensively, man. I didn't want to do them a disservice of really thinking, oh, this is going to be a super easy game because they didn't look that good in the spring. I just felt like it just didn't feel right even watching it, you know? So this is the great thing about opening games, right? You're going off a previous season and you don't get to actually scout the improvements that a young man has made to their game. Like even Woman Murray trying to scout us, right? You scouting Brendan from last year. You don't know what he's improved on. They can't really scout Wicks. They can scout Billy. Keaton's a totally different player. So what you saw from him last year, you're not going to get from him this year. And if you go now, this is a mistake that I'm not a mistake, but this why the mindset I know they're going to have. I know they're going to look at our secondary and be like, barbecue chicken, we're going to bomb on Betty. But is that what Hollis Mathis? You got Hollis Mathis who may or may not play. From what I've been reading, it's a game time decision. And if he doesn't start, you got a true freshman. So that means we got to stop the run game. It's imperative. Eliminate the run, make them throw. Make them throw. I know Don't be listening to this podcast talking about wait, ball. What you mean make them throw? You confident in our secondary? I'm confident in our front that it can be a unit with the back end. And I'll be wasting my time if I try to, like, share my thoughts on why I think the secondary guys will improve. But I've learned sometimes you just need to sit back and shut up and let people evaluate it themselves. Because at the end of the day, we're playing William & Mary. So if they have a great game versus William & Mary, it's just William & Mary. If they don't look as impressive, then y'all like, oh, here we go. They trash. So the secondary is in a no-win situation this game. We're going to throw that out there, right? Because we're just going to be real. This game can only make you doubt the secondary more if Wilmer Murray generates explosive plays through the air. The DBs got to demonstrate that they're on the same accord, no blown coverage. Make sure they show that they could tackle well. But I want to talk about Wilmer Murray's defense. Because just like we discussed our defensive front, they feel that's where their strength is at, their defensive front. They got some talented guys. They run a 3-4 just like we do. Will Cayley is an all-CAA second team. This is 4th season starting, 6'4", 275 defensive end. Their nose tackle, Zaquan Bissett, he's a captain. Then the other defensive end, Carl Fowler, he's a captain as well. He's a second-year law student. They feel very confident in those three gentlemen that they could get the job done. And what I did notice watching film from the spring and even versus us is that they will actually keep all four of their linebackers in. They would keep, like, a lot of times you got four receivers that, you know, remove one of the linebackers and bring a nickel in. Wilmer Murray will actually still keep all the backers in. Because they always, so one of the backers is always blitzing. Like, it's a 3-4, but they give you a four-man front because one of the backers is up on the edge, ready to rush. So it looks like a 4-3. It's just one of them are standing up. So the end of being the three-point stand, the linebacker that's blitzing off the edge will be in the two-point stance. And they play zone on the back end. They play some man. They don't tackle. They didn't tackle well in the spring, respectfully. So it's just one of the things trying to catch the ball in space. I would like to see how they will respond to, you know, Jelani Woods. Going back and watching that 2019 game, we missed our tight end. I know fans, y'all love that. They love that. Talk about the tight end, ball hawk. Talk about the tight end. We missed the tight end quite a few times. Open up the scene. Any movement in the pocket, they were blowing coverage. Any type of wheel route, they were blowing coverage. If you had like a dig and a wheel, the corners were just so I can foresee that any tandem routes, the corner is not going to really just break on the first route. So those shallow digs, well, them in routes, slants, those may be open early because they're going to make sure nothing's beat over top because they gave up some big throws or, you know, guys were open down the field, you know, when they go back and they look at that. So that's really all I got for the preview. I don't want to talk y'all head off because, like I said, man, I'm so hyped for the damn game. Like, you know, I don't want to talk that much. I don't. Oh, got to talk about our offensive personnel, right? Okay. You want to talk about the running backs, right? Okay. You want to talk about we're going to run the ball legit? Okay, hold on. Let me set the mood. Let me put a little background. Shout out to Andrew Brown, practice squad of the Colts. Let me set the mood for Dr. Adnai. I gotta talk to him candidly in my smooth R&B voice. Yo, Coach Adnai, how you doing, Dr. Bob? This ball hawk back at it again. I just want to have a conversation with you, you know, courtesy of the fans. We got a lot of running backs, right? Yeah, we got the Samoan slasher, Wayne Talapapa. Yeah, number 21, that guy. Yeah. He only averaged like 8 carries a game last year. We trying to see that improve, coach. And then we got Mike Hollins, who wearing number 7 this year, coach. You know, he didn't play. You know, he opted out. That guy, yeah, he back. Yeah. Then Ronnie Walker Jr., we got him. Then we got this smart guy that transferred here named Devin Darrington. Apparently, he's the best overall back out of everybody. Yeah. And then we also got Amon Foster, too. Yeah. So, coach, that's 5 running backs you got, okay? Can you please, respectfully, give me something beside the inside zone, baby? You know, show me we can run the football the old-fashioned way. Can you do that for me? Can you dig it? Am I speaking too fast or should I go a little slower? I said, can we make sure the running backs get the ball in a traditional sense? We don't need Brennan Armstrong leading the team in rushing this game. Now, if he's back there dropping back and he see an opening and he take it and he get down, that's okay. But coach and I, doctor and I, do your boy this solid and let the running back run the damn ball. All right, man, I'm going to stop messing with that. That's my guy. What I was going to say, though. But so with their secondary, I feel like we can attack their secondary. Like I said, they're not very good tacklers. You could say the same about our secondary as well. Last year, we didn't show who was good tackling. But we got some weapons, man. I'm definitely excited to see what I don't call him by his first name, just Wicks. Dontavian Wicks. I just say yo Wicksy. But Wicks is a beast, man. Rashawn Henry can flat out fly. Look, man, that dude in better shape, man. Yo, Brendan, my guy, BA, this ball hall talking to you. Let it fly, Jack. What I always tell you when I see you, let it fly. Don't try to place it somewhere. Let it fly and let Henry run up under that. He wearing number 2 this year, by the way. Billy Kemp, stud. Offensive line, veteran group. They protect the passer well, pass pro. I definitely want to allow them to be big and nasty, man, to fire off the ball. I want to see them firing off the ball, opening holes. I want to see our backs getting 3 and 4 yards, a pop. I'm trying to, like, you got to, look. I ain't got no words for it. Yo, fans, how y'all feel being back in the stadium, though? How about that? We back in the stadium, baby. Huh? Yeah. We back in the stadium. But that's all I got, man. I ain't want to talk your head off because everybody excited about the game. Realistically, my keys to the game is this: control the line of scrimmage. UVA, you have to control the line of scrimmage. You got a veteran group on the defensive side of the ball up front, veteran group on the offensive side of the ball. Coincidentally, Woman Murray does as well. It's strength versus strength. Who's going to win at the point of attack? I know that is cliche in football, right? Win up front. But when you break down these two teams, that's where the best groups are on both sides of the ball, respectfully. Our defensive line, I feel like it's our strength on defense. You go to Wyman Murray. Even though they got a couple good linebackers too, just like we got a couple good linebackers too, but it's like a mirror image, right? In a sense of they don't really, like, their quarterback is really their leading rusher. He's dynamic, so he'll as the game progress, get more rushing attempts. They'll design more runs for him. When we played him in 2019, when he was a young boy, they was just trying to run the ball. A lot of window dresses. It was almost like a mirror match. So it's going to be important for us to really put that heat on them. And especially if they play the true freshman, you got to go get them. That means corners, you got to be sound on the back end. You can't allow any big plays. Cole Blackman's a very good route runner. Then they got another receiver as well. I ain't even say his name. Kane Everson, who was a freshman All-American. Very explosive. He didn't play in the spring, but he's very explosive. 5'11", just 150 pounds. But he's explosive, man. So we got to be on the lookout for him. What's his number? Number one. Got to look out for him because they try to get the ball in his hands expeditiously. I mean, just to read off, he led the team in receptions and touchdown catches as a freshman in 2019. He had 585 yards, which was a true freshman record. And that was second on the team to Zach Burdick, the team captain, who's a former walk-on. And he averaged 19.3 yards a catch in 2019. Then Cole averaged 16 yards a catch during the spring season last year. And then you got Kane Everson, who just came out the box letting it fly. So, like I said, they got some legit receivers. Got to be ready, man. Keep your head on the swivel. That's all I got for y'all, man. Make sure you subscribe to the Ball Hawk Show podcast, man. Go to iTunes and leave a review, right? You can say good, you can say great, you can say, hey, Ball Hawk, blah, blah, blah. But it just helps with the visibility, man. I definitely appreciate everybody that's left a review. Even if you just leave 3 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars, 1 star, 2 star, any type of review helps with the visibility, helps keep me accountable. Let me know what you like, what you dislike, what you would like to hear, what you want to be cut. I try to keep the podcast, at least the previews, 30 minutes or under. Even the recaps, I don't like to go too long, but a lot of times people like a lot of analysis and film breakdown. So I try to make sure I look out for the folks who, you know, be driving up and down the road and really need something to get them from point A to point B. But that's all I got for y'all, man. Make sure you go to STHUJuice.com. Get your Shut the Hell Up Juice apparel. Holler at the good people at Aber Insurance for home, auto, life, and business insurance, man. The great people at Aber Insurance. That's AberInsurance.net. Proud sponsors of the Ball Hawk Show podcast. And this is episode 900. 900. I'm still hyped. Put that Nas Escobar back on, Ball Hawk, as you get us out of here. I will do that. Thank you. But that's all I got, man. Good as the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do, man. We're going to be in rare form. And if you're going to the game, yeah, I'm excited about new position as the Ing Stadium analyst. You'll see me on the Jumbotron doing pregame, giving you matchups to look for, halftime, giving you a little recap of what went down and adjustments that need to be made, and also different hits throughout the game. So it's the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm Amar Hawkins. Appreciate you. Episode 900. UVA, Wilman Murray, welcome back. Mike London and the crew, Daryl Blackstar, Raza, all y'all boys, Maddie Johns, Keenan. Ha! 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 Hold on. Yeah. Yeah. All right, that's all I got. We're just gonna ride out, man. Peace. Jack, moving my chips, no superstition to make me get rich. I'm with this chick, just one I brought today. In between placing my bets, we shop the Cartier. Rose go, I cop the reset. Runway, hop to the jet. Flight attendant, popping my wet. I said I need that dime. This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.